I'm going to share a little bit of God's word with you this morning. This is one of the greatest days in the calendar year. The date that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it wasn't just about his birth. It was about his sinless life. It was about his horrible death. It was about his powerful resurrection. It was about his heavenly ascension, and it's about his promise of his return. We're not gathered here as men and women without hope. And in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21, the word of God says, "And he shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You know, I was reminded of the prophet Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It says, "We like sheep have all gone astray, to each our own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all." But as we read in 1 Peter in our text in 1 Peter chapter 2, this has already been accomplished. It's already been done. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "Who is his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." In other words, that it's already been accomplished. It's already been done. "For we were," past tense, "as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls." Today, I want to talk to you this morning just for a couple minutes. The title of this morning's message is Christ's Tree. And the Lord said to me, "His tree is the tree that lights up the entire world." Amen. It's only one tree that'll light up the world, and it's the tree of the cross of Calvary. So today I want to speak to you out of verse 24 for a couple of moments, and we're going to look at our delegate, that he's our substitute, that we're to be determined, destined, and delivered. Amen. And this calls for us to make a decision, okay? So can we lift our word together in the house today, and can we make a declaration? Some of you didn't come here to hear about Jesus today. You came to see a play, but that's okay. This day is to glorify Jesus, amen? So we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, and he says if we lift up his name, that he will draw all men unto him. So we're not lifting up ourselves. We're lifting up the name of Jesus. So can you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It's never going to be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me through your word today. And you'll receive all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in the house today. So, Father, I lay down myself and I say, Spirit of the living God, speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to everyone that's gathered here. And may there be not one that leaves this place in the same fashion and form as they came. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and honor, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You know, when I was looking at this, you know, we could go to the manger. But that was just the beginning, amen? We're past the manger, okay? We're going to celebrate his birth today, but I'm 61 years old. When I have a birthday, I don't celebrate 61 years ago. I celebrate the 61st birthday, Amen. And God is doing some wonderful things in our world, in our nation today, and in the hearts and lives of his people. And God just wants to speak to all of us in love today. Amen. So verse 24 is first says that who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree. In other words, he is our delegate or our substitute or someone that represents us. So if you look in your Bibles with me to Galatians chapter 3, and if you don't have a Bible, I'm going to just slip through this because I have a time limit this morning. Amen. I'm not going to come to you this morning with a long-winded message. All right? So you can relax and chill, okay? Just chill out. But Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, which is you and I, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen? In other words, Jesus was not only paying a payment, but he was accomplishing and purchasing something for you and I. Amen? He's a great delegate. He intercedes before the Father for you and I. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 21, the Word of God says, for he have made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. They made him to be sin that knew no sin, that we could become the righteousness of God. Amen? I think it's very important for us to understand that he said in our text today, when he said that who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, who is we speaking about? He's speaking about every child of God. Amen. Jesus saved his people from their sins. In other words, he's speaking to the body of Christ. He's speaking to you and I. But he says that we being dead to sins. In other words, I'm not doing the same old thing I used to do. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So first off, we have to be determined. Amen? What's determination? To be determined means I've got to make my mind up. God isn't going to make any of us do anything, but I've got to settle in my own mind and my own heart what I'm going to do. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 2, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. In other words, he knew that he couldn't do this on his own strength, but he recognized he could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened him. How many has problem dealing with their flesh? Come on, it's a battle, right? Let's look what Paul says in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, the Word of God says this. The Word of God says in verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. In other words, we're not using Jesus' righteousness or his robe of righteousness as a cloak for our sins. The Bible says this. The Bible says in Romans 6, 1, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen? Is anybody with me today? You hear what the Lord's saying? In other words, we have to be determined. In other words, we need to be determined to trust the death of Jesus Christ to overcome our mortal bodies. Our mortal body is a battle. There's a battle that's going on. There's a battle that's going on for your soul. There's a battle that's going on for your soul. He said that we being dead to sins. In other words, I'm not alive to sin any longer. And what he is saying is this. He's not saying that we do not make mistakes. He does not say that we don't fall short. He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He is not saying that we don't fall short. But what the Apostle Paul is speaking about is when I purposefully sin. When I premeditatively go ahead and I know it's wrong, but I go ahead and do it anyway. You know, in other words, God wants us to be dead to sin and alive, that I should be alive to righteousness. The prophet Hosea says in Hosea 10:12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground on your heart, for it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen. That we should live righteously. We're not the old man anymore. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 10, he says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, and the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. In other words, I can't continue in sin and say I'm full of God's grace and God's power, because I'm not. Amen. I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'm becoming the image of Jesus. Amen. I go from glory to glory to glory. That's what God's called us to do. It's not Pastor Carl saying this is what you should do. It's the Word of God. Matter of fact, in 1 John chapter 3, well, Pastor, why are you doing this on Christmas Day, on the Christmas Day celebration? Because a lot of times that's the only time we have an opportunity to speak it to people. Amen? And God wants you to understand that he loves you and that he has a plan in your life. Amen? And he's not going to change his mind concerning you. And he's pouring out his love. There is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. God doesn't want anybody to feel condemned in this place. But I want you to understand, when you're living in sin, there's a Holy Ghost conviction that comes. Amen? If we're in Christ Jesus and we continue in sin, we find there's a conviction. He says in 1 John 3:7, he says, little children, let no man deceive you. Listen to this. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. See, I can't keep living my old life and say that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Somewhere along the line, the old man, we got to let the old man die. We got to let the old man die. Because unless we let the old man die, the new man can't rise up. And if the new man isn't rising up, we become a double-minded person. And a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. And all God is saying, he's saying, hey, I love you so much. I knew when my son was born in that manger and that virgin birth that he was going to be on that cross for you. He's going to die on that cross for you and I, that we would have power over this simple nature that we have. Amen. He's saying, hey, not only are we to be determined, we're destined. We're destined in righteousness. We're alive to God. Amen. I'm not being conformed to this world. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind, because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. I'm not doing the same old thing and expecting a different outcome. Hello? I'm a new creation. I'm looking at things. I'm getting according to God's plan. God's plan is for good and not for evil, and he gives us all a hope and an expected end. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. That gets me excited about the Jesus I serve. I serve a God that's long-suffering towards you and I, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance, that all would change their mind. He wants you to change your mind. He wants you to stop following the things of this world and begin to follow him. He said, and not only that, he's delivered us from the power of darkness. In Colossians chapter 1, hallelujah, Colossians chapter 1, verse number 13 says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. That means, you know what delivered means? I've been set free. who the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen. He's delivered you and I out of the power of darkness, and he's translated us in the kingdom of his Son. Amen. Amen. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sins. Amen. And you know what he says? He says, by his stripes you were healed. He doesn't have to do anything. When Jesus said tetelestai on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished, paid in full. Paid in full. All we're doing as his children is entering into the finished work of Jesus Christ and what he did for you and I on the cross of Calvary. Jeremiah said it perfectly in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 14. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Amen. The same God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and I, and he's here to quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit that raised him from the dead. Amen. We're alive in Christ Jesus. That if you're in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. You're alive and vibrant. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it okay to smile in church? Amen. So in closing today, hallelujah. Now I've got 15 more minutes. Everybody look at Dusty. No, just kidding. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? Simply this. We have a delegate. His name is Jesus.